What technology? Today, someone got that which 10 years ago was a marvel. Someone will say, you got a dinosaur. So you got a dinosaur, you got. Why we got no server today? And this is one quality that we need to bring. And it's something that we got to keep in mind. And if you constantly complain to Allah Ta'ala about things when things are not that bad, may Allah forbid, Allah will really bring about things, Allah will really bring about four things, and then you will realize how fortunate you were previously. Then you will realize how fortunate you were previously. So keep these things in mind, my dear. Someone complained to a righteous person about some difficulty. So he said, you complain to the one, you complain of the one who is merciful to the one who is not merciful. Some difficulty came upon a person, he went to a pious person. So he said, you complain of the one who is merciful, Allah, to the one who is not merciful. Complain to Allah. Why are you complaining to me who is not merciful? About whom? About the one who is merciful. Subhanallah. So the sabr is something that we should always keep in mind, my dear respected brothers. We should always ask for ease, but when there is some type of things that happen, keep in mind many of the great rewards that Allah has promised for difficulty at the time of rewards at the time of difficulty. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, a man who remains with sabr, with the intention of reward at a time when there is an epidemic in his region, in his city, believing in the decree of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he dies in that epidemic, Allah will grant him the reward of a martyr. Umar radiallahu ta'ala wrote to Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala when he was in Syria, when the epidemic came upon the Sahaba. Many Sahaba lost their lives. Thousands of Sahaba lost their lives. Subhanallah. Keeping in mind this hadith, Umar radiallahu ta'ala wrote to Abu Ubaidah, Abu Ubaidah, you are the governor there. Come quickly, I want to make mashra with regard to something with you here in the Khalif, in the capital, Medina Sharif. When Abu Ubaidah read the letter, he started crying and he said, Umar wants to keep a person alive who doesn't want to remain alive. Umar wants to keep a person alive who doesn't want to remain in this world. So he wrote some mazirat and he sent it back to Umar. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he read this letter, he started crying. He said, Oh Abu Ubaidah, you are really what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَمِينٌ وَأَمِينُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. Each and every ummah has a trustee, a person who is known for his trust. And the person in this ummah known as for his trust is Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. As Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, when he got the first blister which signaled the indication that you are affected by that epidemic, you know, he used to kiss that blister. And he used to say, I'm not prepared to substitute you with any wealth of this world. Someone said, why? He said, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person who dies in an epidemic will get Jannat. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically made mention, after my time, my ummah will go to Syria. An epidemic will overtake them. Those who make sabr upon that epidemic, Allah will grant them Jannat. So he used to say, I won't change you and substitute you for anything of this world. It's a very, very difficult perspective to have, really. But it is something that we learn from our teachings, brothers. So therefore we need to make mention of it and to keep that in mind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, there is nothing but Jannat for the one who is patient when I take someone beloved away from him. Take someone who is beloved. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, brothers. Allah must not put us through this difficulty. Maybe the people who are pious, maybe Allah Ta'ala test them through that means and Allah Ta'ala elevate their status. We, Allah must grant us these favors without putting us through this test. But it comes in a hadith, whoever I take someone near and dear from a person and he makes sabr upon it, I grant him Jannat in return. So that is also another aspect that we've got to keep in mind with regard to difficulties. Then another aspect which our ulama have told us is to always have a perspective in comparing the difficulty with the ease. Always keep this in mind, brothers. Always keep in mind. Always try and compare the difficulty with what Allah Ta'ala has granted you. And you will find that many a times, the things that are in your favor are far more greater than the things that are against you, which are not in your favor. Many a times you will find this, there is no doubt. It is made mention about Alamgir Rahmatullahi, who was one of the very famous rulers and more pious rulers in the history of the Mughal Empire in India. So one day,